Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrutori with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, where we bring you the latest in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Here's a snapshot of what's making headlines this week. Starting with the superannuation domain, IRES, a key player in this space, has named Sam Wall as the CEO of its superannuation division. With 25 years' experience, including a prestigious tenure at MLC Australia, Wall's appointment on September 9th is strategically placed to strengthen IRES's superannuation business. This move signifies IRES's dedication to remaining competitive by leveraging seasoned leadership and innovation. In legal news, a two-year-old dispute over credit hire charges sees the light of day in court again. Cameron Lazicic's insurer, NRMA, is contesting a bill from Right to Drive, connected to an accident in Wollongong in 2021. The $29,000 bill covered an 86-day hire period, a cost which NRMA deems excessive. After an initial win for Thomas Rossi, Justice Jeremy Kirk of the NSO Supreme Court overturned the decision, underlying the necessity of a new hearing in local court. This case underscores ongoing legal ripples over high credit hire charges. On the banking front, Westpac is ceasing new loan applications for its home loan subsidiary, Rams Financial, a decision stemming from a strategic review to streamline operations. Existing Rams loan holders will retain normal service access, whilst the parent bank continues to support affected employees and franchisees. However, this closure comes amid class action lawsuits from Rams franchisees and ongoing scrutiny by ASIC and APRA. To round off today, a flourishing amalgamation of neuroscience and AI is transforming life insurance. Speaking at the Sydney Online Summit, Matthew Kiernan of Neuroscience Research Australia spotlighted how AI advances in neurological diagnostics could translate to monumental savings in costs. Professor Ajay Agrawal lent his voice to endorse AI's predictive power with promise for customer targeting, risk prediction, and fraud detection in the insurance business. As AI evolves, the industry could move towards more proactive risk management and improved health outcomes. That wraps up the financial services news for today, Saturday, August 10th, 2024. For further details, head to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrutori. Thank you for joining me, and I'll be back shortly with more industry updates. Stay tuned and stay informed.